You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this ninth day of May. We're now joined by Mike Tenuri. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us.
Great being here, Todd. How's your day going?
Oh, you know, it's really good. Admittedly, it's my birthday, so hey, it can't be bad, right?
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you so much. So what I wanted for my birthday was for my farm to be planted. That didn't happen. I'd like to get it planted sooner rather than later. What do you see as far as rain, not only here in our part of the world, but around the United States?
Well, it's not going to be as wet over the next 7 to 10 days compared to what it has been like. So that's where we start. But we do need to point out that it's not going to be completely dry. We will see some rain across the Corn Belt this weekend, and we'll see some more on Tuesday and Wednesday coming up. Neither of these look like major events, but we still could see anywhere from a quarter of an inch to a half of an inch across the southern third to half of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio this weekend. And then the system that comes in next week will lay down a little bit more rain, but further to the north, this time extending from South Dakota, Minnesota, northern Iowa, northern areas of Illinois and Wisconsin, and then on to the east. And that's the area that was really walloped yesterday by widespread and significant rainfall.
And then is there a break after that?
There will be a small break after that, and temperatures will turn a lot warmer. But here's the catch. The reason temperatures turn a lot warmer is because another large system approaches from the west. That develops a feed of southerly winds, and more than likely we're going to see thunderstorms redevelop across the plains, including the wettest areas of Nebraska, South Dakota, and Kansas. And that'll eventually move into the western Corn Belt around May 18th or so. That's next Saturday. That'll start affecting some of the wetter areas of Iowa and Minnesota, as well as Missouri. And then finally, we'll start to see those in here late next weekend or early the following week, right around May 19th and 20th. Across the eastern Corn Belt. So you put all this together, and basically what we're telling you is that we're going to see nuisance-type showers over the next 5 to 7 days, then a warm-up, and then bigger rains right behind it. And if you just look at this in the big picture and try not to get too tricky with it, it's basically going to continue raining, even though we do have a drier patch coming up.
You know, we'll have to see how much prevent plant ends up being taken at this point, because you're getting to that date, especially in those western Corn Belt states, where May 25 is right there. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Tom. We'll talk to you soon.
That's Mike Tenuri. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Quick reminder that today we will not record Commodity Week. That'll come to you live if you're listening to our home station, WILL AM 580, tomorrow on the weekend over many of these radio stations. And then tomorrow afternoon, of course, up on willag.org, willag.org. Tomorrow morning, the United States Department of Agriculture at 11 o'clock Central Time will update the monthly WASD, or World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates reports. You will want to check those out because they'll have the first indication of what USDA really thinks this year is going to look like for corn and soybeans, or the new crop. Again, you can find those at about 11 o'clock at willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.